whatever you want. 800-259-9231 as we launch here in hour number two of the program. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We were talking last hour about whatever it takes, we need to get to a more voluntary society. And, of course, it's one of my goals in life is to see the arrival of the voluntary society. And, of course, we're a part of making that happen. I think it's inevitable. I think that that's the next great step in mankind's evolution. And I think that, again, that it's on its way. But the question is, how can we see it sooner rather than later? What can we do to accelerate the process of it getting here? And Jason Osborne in the Free Talk Live Stickam chat room is saying that, is it just me or is Ian getting softer on politics? And I would say, yeah, I am getting a little bit softer on politics because I've seen the political guys here in New Hampshire having a little bit of success. And
I'd say that the political guys have gotten a little softer on civil disobedience too.
I'd say you're right about that.
And I think that there's coming an equilibrium, and it's a ways off, right? Between what civil disobedience is and you know what it affects in the Free State Project, and what politics is and what it affects. Because to me the idea that you know you can do civil disobedience and see a peaceful anarchic situation arise from that, it just seems ludicrous to me. However, I'm sure that it's very difficult for the people that see civil disobedience as their only option to look at the political situation and say, I can get involved in that.
I like the chicken farm analogy. Certainly the
I love the chicken farm analogy, too.
The chickens that are in the little cages where they spend their whole lives there have it pretty rough. And then, one step up from that, they have the big, long barns where they pack hundreds and hundreds of chickens just packed together on the floor, rolling around.
Is that free range?
No. Free range is the next step. That's where they actually
have... No, there's
still
a step in between. My chickens have a coop and a penned-in area of 10 by 10 by 10.
Okay.
And so they're allowed in the penned-in area unless I let them out during the day, at which point they can go free range. But, at that point, they can lay their eggs anywhere. They can get eaten by some critter. So there's they have a pen.
Yeah, so you've got all those different sort of levels of freedom within the chicken farm, but at the end of the day, they're still getting their eggs stolen, and they're still going to go to the slaughterhouse. That is working within the system to change the system. That's using politics where the chickens all get together and say, these chicken coops really suck. It'd be better if we could be free-range chickens, and then we'd have a better life. Well, I don't want to argue. I see value in
I've got the analogy.
Oh.
So the concern of the chickens that don't want to see the whole coop gotten rid of is that there are bad animals out there that are going to eat us. And I think that's the big concern that people have with the whole idea of peaceful anarchy.
Well, and the fortunate part is we're humans and not chickens. So we can forge tools to defend ourselves against the big bad animals that are out there, especially now with all the technology and communication and so forth that exists. That's not really a concern anymore. So I see the civil disobedience crowd is really saying, chicken farms aren't the way to go. We'd rather be free to go about and live our lives the way we want. And, in the meantime, if the political people want to go out and argue for better living conditions to get us out, from one relatively free lifestyle to another one, that's great. But at the same time, I'm going to be doing what it takes to get off the farm.
800-259-9231 for your thoughts on how to best get from where we are to where we want to be. I think that what you're going to end up seeing, at least this is just how I feel like I feel at this point in time, is that the politico or the politicians are going to end up following the civil disobedience. So as the civil disobedience continues to occur and continues to become more popular and non-cooperation becomes more of a typical thing that we start to see amongst the activist population, right now politics is the primary mode of liberty activists here in New Hampshire. And of course we're talking about the New Hampshire Liberty Movement. It's the Free State Project. Thousands of people are moving here in order to get active for more freedom.
Because this is what's happening as far as liberty in the world. We'd be talking about someplace else
if it was happening.
Right. When we lived in Florida, we talked about New Hampshire because that's where it was happening.
Right. So basically, I think what's going to happen is that non-cooperation will become more popular. More people will dabble in the idea of saying no
to government.
Hopefully
more efficient, too.
Okay. Well, anyway, more people will dabble in the idea of saying no to government. And once government people start realizing that their old methods aren't working like they used to anymore, that people aren't being as obedient as they used to be, that, in fact, when they're trying to fine people and punish people and the people aren't paying the fines, and, in fact, they're actually increasing the costs of the state to intern them into, you know, to put them into jail cells and all of the things that they have to do, when it's actually costing the state more, when somebody refuses to pay a fine or refuses to obey, they may actually decide that it's just no longer a viable option for them to start to continue punishing people in this way. Eventually, the politicians may come on board and start to understand these things because of the impetus of the civil disobedience and the non-cooperation. So I think that what we'll see is the non-cooperatives will kind of lead the path, and then the politicians will, like they usually do, they'll see a parade and they'll run out and pretend like they were in front of it the entire time.
That's how it worked in the United States South during the Black Movement. The civil disobedience led the way, and the politicians came in and sort of firmed things up. They didn't do that great of a job, I'll admit. That's one of the reasons we need to stack the deck here in New Hampshire with as many liberty people as we possibly can and as many liberty-oriented politicians as we can. We've got 6 Free State Project members or thereabouts. I can't tell whether they're all Free State Project members or friends of the Free State or what they are. And 90-something New Hampshire Liberty Alliance members. So the deck is getting stacked, but it's not stacked as well as it needs to be.
I think that a mix is what we're seeing happen now, a mix of activism, both market-based non-cooperation and political action. But I think we need a better mix. I think that if more people did non-cooperation, then things would change much faster. And I think that's going to be I still believe that that's the key to achieving liberty in our lifetime. But I agree.
If you put pressure on their court system it happened here already. They had to shut down the courts for a month because they just didn't have the money to run them.
And that wasn't because of non-cooperation. That's just because of government sucking.
Because government sucks,
right.
No doubt. So if you put additional pressure on their penal system by saying, yeah, I'm not going to pay that seatbelt fine that they're trying to push through. I'm not going to pay that fine. I'll just take a weekend in jail. Thanks.
And that's actually where it's going, and that's one of these issues that I hope is going to bring a lot of the political activists on board to test the waters, if you will, of non-cooperation. And it's a credit to Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance for essentially putting I think he's one of the people that put the idea out there that there's this pledge, essentially, for people who are of the more political realm, or just anybody, who they're going to take a pledge that'll say, look, if this seatbelt law passes, if you want to mandate that I wear a seatbelt, I wear my seatbelt anyway. A lot of people wear their seatbelt anyway. These folks are saying, look, I would have worn my seatbelt, but if you pass a law mandating that I wear the seatbelt, whenever I see a cop, I'm no longer going to wear my seatbelt. If I see a cop or getting pulled over by a cop or whatever, if I see a cop, I'm taking my seatbelt off and I'm waving at the cop or something like that to encourage these people who have never done anything like civil disobedience to just jump in a little bit and do a little bit of non-cooperation and see what the results are like. If I get a ticket for a seatbelt, some people are pledging that they will not pay, that they will take the weekend in jail, that they will take the punishment, whatever it might be.
I can't imagine it'd be a weekend in jail for a $50 ticket.
That would be a day in jail. Yeah, it's $50 a day. It's $50 a day credit toward whatever you supposedly owe.
So what would happen if you took a parking ticket? You took the time in jail. Do you only have to spend?
You might have to spend a whole
6 minutes.
It might be a whole day. So I think that's good news. I think it's helping. I think that there was this large gap between the non-cooperatives and the politicos here in New Hampshire for a little while, and I think we're starting to see that gap close a little bit. I think that's a healthy thing. So your thoughts at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Story here out of WFAA television where those driving down the road without an insurance card or driver's license with the correct address may find themselves in jail if they get pulled over by Irving police. In fact, it happened to 2 women who were pulled over by the same 2 cops last weekend. Both women said their traffic stops turned into a nightmare. Mickey Stokes of Irving said she was headed to the store for some sour cream while she was stopped by 2 Irving police officers. She was initially stopped for not making a complete stop when exiting the parking lot. The second offense was that her current address was not on her Texas driver's license. However, she said she never dreamed that those 2 minor offenses would result in her being cuffed and stuffed into the back of a squad car. More on her story here in moments at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, and Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include updates that if you go over to updates.freetalklive.com, you can get on this list. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list. Totally free. What if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join us. the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So was talking in the first segment about how it is that I think that more people should engage in non-cooperation, should engage in civil disobedience. I think civil disobedience is really a much higher level step than non-cooperation, because civil disobedience kind of implies that you're announcing in advance what it is you're planning on doing, and you're making kind of an issue out of it. Whereas non-cooperation usually is like, well, they're coming after you for something, and you're just not going to give them your assistance in enacting tyranny upon you.
And I think a step below that is just questioning the bureaucrats when you're interacting with them. Don't take their word for what they say. Question it and ask them some of these tough questions, because right now I think a lot of them have the mindset that what we're doing is good and the people want us to do it, and
no one's saying anything to them.
Yeah, when it starts to become more and more uncomfortable for them, and they go to work and it's, you know, people are asking these tough questions and they don't really have answers, because, well, the answer is they're just violent. I mean, that's why they do some of these, most of these things. Once it becomes not such a fun job to be at anymore, mm-hmm. I think things will start to change as well.
I agree with that, and there have been some great examples of that happening here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show, and you've been involved in this, where activists have shown up at city council meetings to really give them a piece of their mind, holding signs in the back, speaking at public opportunities to speak, and just excoriating them for being criminals and stealing homes from people and things like that. And you're right, those are the things that are going to make these folks uncomfortable, because normally, people just don't have time to deal with them. They just, okay, it's the government, they're going to screw me, I'm going to try to minimize the damage and keep to myself and enjoy my life as much as I possibly can. This is the mindset of most people to avoid contact with these government people.
Sure, stick your head up, get it shot off.
Well, now we're starting to see people stick their heads up, and they haven't gotten them shot off yet. They're speaking out, and they're letting these people know how they feel. And I think that that helps. You're right, Sam, that's a nice interim step before non-cooperation, asking mm-hmm. questions and letting them know how you feel. But I think that if we just had a bunch of non-cooperation going on where the government makes a demand of you, and you say, no, that's okay, I won't be following your orders today, that just throws them for a loop. They're not used to that happening. They're used to people just bowing down and doing whatever it is that they demand. The problem with that is that while on the short term, it does allow you to minimize damage to your life and to sort of go along to get along and enjoy all the pleasantries of life that we have here in these wonderful farms that we live, these farms called states that we all live in,
where they harvest our labor.
Right. So it does allow you, to some extent, to avoid as much of the system as possible. Just try to go along to get along, and they won't cut off your head. But the problem is, down the line, as you keep going along to get along, it becomes more and more progressively difficult to go along to get along, because the rules that you have to follow, if that's what you want to do, is obey the rules so they don't cut your head off, the rules you have to follow become more and more absurd and onerous and difficult to adhere to the point where women are being thrown in the back of police cars for not having a current address on a driver's license and not making a complete stop at a stop sign. That's what this story is about from WFAA television, where a couple of different ladies were arrested by the same, or essentially, I guess they weren't really arrested, but we'll get the rest of the details here. They were harassed and temporarily imprisoned by these police. She says, I was like, is this something that someone with no criminal record would get arrested for, that's never been in trouble for anything, and that's not a persistent offender? She said, I've never been in trouble before. Why are you arresting me for this? And they were like, we can arrest you for anything.
They're right.
Yeah. No doubt about that.
So, can you hear the shock and the surprise in this woman's voice? She had no idea this kind of stuff was going on in America. She was just going about her life. Let's presume she's, you know, a soccer mom or something like that. Or, you know, she's just going about her daily life, going to work, coming home, going to work. In this case, she was going out to get some sour cream at the convenience store, and that's when she got pulled over coming out of that parking lot, was thrown unceremoniously into the back of a police car, and she's shocked and wondering why this is going on. Well, this is going on all over the place. This kind of treatment of individuals by the government people, by on the part of the police, this kind of dehumanizing treatment is happening everywhere. It's just that if it hasn't happened to you or a loved one yet, it's easy to ignore it. It's easy to, you know, to not look at what's going on around you. It's easy to see somebody pulled over on the side of the road and just think to yourself, well, glad that's not me, as you drive on by. You know, oh, well, I don't smoke marijuana, so I don't have to be worried about those things happening to me. You know, it's so easy to just go about your life and focus only on the things that affect you, while all around you people are being picked off and thrown into jail cells for the most innocuous of things. And so then there's shock and surprise when it finally comes down to happen to you.
Well, yeah, but they taught her, these ladies, a lesson, and they're not going to do it again.
Well, you mean they're going to go and change their driver's license?
Sure they will.
Sure they will, exactly.
And this is why the police have the law set up this way, so that they can exert a really outrageous penalty for anything, running a stop sign, speeding. They can take you to jail for any of these little minor petty things.
And no one wants to go to jail.
And if you are not cooperating with them, if you start to resist the system, start to question these people or say no, they'll immediately pull that right out of their pocket and say, well, I can take you to jail, and that scares people into compliance. That's why it's there, to scare you into compliance.
Yeah, but if people stop being scared, then everything changes.
I had, you know, some guy at a rental place where I was renting some construction equipment one time within the last couple of years. You know, he looked at my driver's license and said, asked me my address, and he said, it's different than the one on your driver's license, and said something to the effect of, they give you 30 days to fix that. And I said, screw them, they can kiss my butt.
What did he say?
I looked him right in the eyes. He said nothing.
Yeah. He was probably scared for you.
No, I think that he was being kind of a smarty, you know, and, you know, as though, well, I know, you should have this taken care of. He's just an authoritarian type being a smarty at the same time. And, you know, I don't want them to know my address. Thank you very much, sir.
2 hours later, it was Leanna Onstad of Fort Worth who became the next target of the same two officers. He said, you're under arrest, she said, when she was pulled over without proper proof of insurance on her car, without having it with her. And he turned me around and put handcuffs on me, and I was just like, which, by the way, that just irritates me, the whole I was like thing. I was just like, is this really happening? I mean, can they do this? Yeah, they are. Yes, they can. And they'll probably get away with it because nobody's going to stand up for you. You're not going to stand up for yourself. Nobody else is going to stand up for you. And as Sam said, they're going to go and fix their driver's license, and they're going to go and do whatever it is the state demands that they do. They're going to pay whatever fines they are demanded to be paid. And those two cops are going to go out the next day, and they're going to do it 5, 10, or 15 more times to 10 or 15 other people.
To a population that's more used to it, because these ladies are also going to tell all their friends about how they got arrested for these minor offenses. And it'll just get people more and more used to this kind of outrageous behavior on behalf of police.
And when they look at this and they're so shocked and surprised, they may ask themselves if anything can be done about it, and what's the answer going to be? No, what can we possibly do about it? These are the cops. You can't fight City Hall.
The servant.
Throw away your used batteries. You need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a 3rd absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up whatever you want is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies taking their time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you've got some unwanted or unused kids items or baby items in your home, just go to toosmallforme.com and give them away to somebody who needs them. It's the numeral 4, me.com. You can save money by grabbing donated items. They have coupons and freebies on the site in addition, and it's easy to use. All the features on the site are absolutely free. Don't trash it. Pass it. toosmallforme.com.
So I've said in the past on this program that the point at which America really went bad was when the first regulation was obeyed, when the first law was put down that didn't have anything to do with, you know, a murder or rape or some crime that involves a victim. When the first victimless crime law was put in place, speeding or stopping or whatever it might have been, it was probably a long time ago, something silly. You know, no chewing gum on the street, whatever it might have been. When it was first obeyed, that was when things went wrong, because when Americans looked at a law and they said to themselves, well, that's not so unreasonable. And then the next one they said, oh, that's not so unreasonable. And then the next one. And before you know it, you've got thousands of laws. Before you know it, you have thousands of pages upon millions of pages of laws in this country that nobody even knows what all of the laws are. And the penalties become more and more draconian over time. Who would think they'd be thrown in the back of a police car and arrested because they didn't have an updated address on their driver's license? Who would think they would be arrested because they didn't come to a complete stop Or in this case, one woman, again, the story from WFAA.com, one woman was pulled over for creeping her car past a pedestrian crossing line. Who would think that this would, these kinds of offenses would result in an arrest? These ladies certainly didn't think so. They were very shocked when they were arrested for these so-called offenses. In fact, neither woman had outstanding warrants or had ever even been to jail. Yet Soak said she spent 2 hours behind bars.
Jeez.
Onstott said she spent 5 hours in jail before being able to post an $600 bond. However, none of that was what Onstott said was the worst part of her arrest. She said they asked me to take off my clothes. Onstott was then forced to put on jail clothes. Dehumanizing. Both women have been filed internal affairs complaints against the two Irving police officers. While Irving police officials said their concerns are being taken seriously and will be thoroughly investigated.
Oh, yeah.
They also said the officers were within their rights to make the arrests. So, you already have the answer as to what the investigation is going to determine about these cops. They're by the book. Everything's fine here. Those women deserve to be in a jail cell for not updating their driver's license. They deserve to be in a jail cell for not coming to a full and complete stop. This is America. You can't just get away with that stuff. And, of course, a lot of people are going to nod their heads and say, yeah, those are the laws. This is the law.
If everybody, and this much is true, if everybody obeyed all the traffic laws out there, we'd probably have a much safer road. But, you know, really, do we need this whole revenue generation for the state in order, you know, catching people doing little minor things? Wouldn't it just be better if people that caused other people harm had to pay for it?
The discretion that was used, the decision to make the arrests, it's well within their authority to do that, said police spokes bureaucrat. I don't know that you could say it's common, but it's not unheard of. But just give them time. It'll be common before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be long before people are regularly arrested for running stop signs,
yep,
and speeding, or whatever.
It's that whole frog in the, on the, you know, on the stovetop thing where they just turn it up degree by degree. We've had on this show, we've had people write in who were in their 40s and 50s and said, "Ah, I used to drive my dad's car on the roads at 12 years old." You can't even, I mean, it would be nightly news if some kid got caught at 12 years old driving a car now. But, you know, some point in American history, not too long ago, just a few decades ago, 12-year-old kids drove their cars to school, drove their dad's car to school.
At a similar point in history, it wasn't unusual for a policeman to offer someone who is drunk, too drunk to drive, a ride home. Whereas now, if you're even sitting in your car with the key in the ignition, not going anywhere, just trying to keep the heat on to keep the cold out of your bones, they'll arrest you for that. So, I mean, it's just gone so insane, but most people aren't aware of it.
Just sitting in your car running, leaving your car running for too long is against the law.
In a lot of places, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Regardless of how the investigation turns out, both women said their faith in the Irving police has been shattered. One of the women says, "I think if someone can't get them to stop abusing power and pulling people over and doing stuff like this because they think they have the right to, then they don't need to be in that job." Onstott warned motorists that as long as officers can arrest whoever they want for what they want, Irving is not a desirable place to drive. She said, "I just want to know why they didn't give me a ticket. The public needs to know that it's happening, and it could happen to them if it happened to me." She's right about that. The public does need to know that this stuff is happening, because most of them don't. Or most of them will blow it off. "Oh, well, I obey the traffic rules, so it's no problem." Not only does the public need to know this, but the public needs to be upset about it. And I don't think we're to that point yet.
No, they still think the traffic laws keep us safe.
There are some people in the general public that are upset about certain things the police do. Like, you know, if you've been arrested for marijuana possession or something like that, you might be upset about the war on drugs. You might be upset about the police's enforcement of those laws. But you might also believe...
You know, I'm not sure about that. I talked to my next door neighbor back in Sarasota, Florida. He was a 50 or 60-year-old man who got caught smoking a joint, you know, either right after work or on the way home from work or whatever.
What was his attitude?
He got a possession of marijuana charge. They didn't give him a driving while intoxicated.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly what the circumstances were, but his attitude was, you know, like he was essentially apologizing to me.
I deserved it, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that kind of thing. And I'm like, Johnny, what the heck did you do? You didn't do anything wrong. All you did was have a joint after work. Mm. I mean, is that any different than slugging back three scotches?
Probably safer.
And he's like, yeah, you're right. So he, you know, he changed his attitude once I said it.
But until you said something.
Right, he was prepared to apologize to me, his next door neighbor, for having gotten caught smoking marijuana, and he's ashamed.
Wow.
No. And I wouldn't let him. So I'm not so sure that people are even ready to do that. I mean, you know,
you're probably right, Mark.
The most people, you know, they're conditioned to apologize.
Sure. Well, Master's very angry, and you don't want Master to be angry at you, do you? So supplicate Master and bow down and offer up your hard-earned money so Master will leave you alone next time. 1-800-259-9231. I think that we're moving in the right direction with getting activists together who are willing to say no, who are willing to no longer go along with the absurdities of the state. And hopefully, as that begins to occur more often, that those regular folks will start to notice and they'll start to become empowered by it, and they'll start to find some level of courage to try to say no themselves. Because the activists can really have an effect, and I think it's going to be great, the effect that the activists are having and will have. But what we really need to do is bring regular people on board with this movement. We need to bring regular people on board to the point where they're willing to say no to the ludicrousness of all of these government rules and regulations. Until we get to that point, it's going to be a tough road to hoe.
Yep.
Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. So set the example. Be the change you wish to see in the world. That's the way this is going to happen. Don't expect somebody else to do it for you. You have to pick up the ball, and you have to run with it, and you have to live your life the way you think it should be run, not the way they think it should be run. But that requires taking some risks. If you want reward, you do have to take risks. And I know they teach us in government school to not take risks. They say, whoa, whoa, you want to take it easy. You want to make sure you get a nice, easy job so you can work there for the whole life, your whole life, so you can retire and you can take it easy. Don't take any risks, because you could get hurt if you take risks. And that's true. But if you want something significant to happen, then you've got to put something on the line. I'm not saying put it all on the line. That's what I'm saying. Baby steps. Just a little bit of no's. Just a no here and there. Start with asking questions, as Sam suggested earlier. Start asking a whole bunch of questions. Start saying, no, I won't participate. No, I will not obey. And I'm willing to face whatever consequences you throw at me. Eventually, they'll run out of money. They won't be able to put everybody in jail. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up anything. That is the point of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy in life, whether it's brand new or used in the dozens of categories that Amazon has, just enter through amazon.freetalklive.com and a cut will go to Free Talk Live. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. Well, I am a pre-state project member, but some circumstances have come up to where I'm going to have to be moving back to my home state of Florida.
Oh, no.
Well, I have sick in-laws who probably aren't going to be around very much longer.
Gotcha.
So when I'm down in Florida, what I'm going to be doing is restarting my boat repair business. I had one in Seattle back about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I was talking to somebody who, he used to also own a boat repair business on the mechanical side, whereas I do electrical electronics. And, we were talking about, you know, freedom and, you know, the concepts of liberty and, you know, vis-a-vis a boat repair business. And I said, well, man, you know what we could do? We could, take cash, check, credit card, gold, silver, or alternate currencies, you know, like the Liberty Dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were talking about that last night, and I wondered, where the rubber meets the road, how that would work, in your opinion. In other words, if you had a boat and I came to you and I fixed it and I said, well, you know, I take silver and gold, would this, like, automatically be kind of an on-the-side deal out of the scope of the government and, you know, I would not charge you tax and so forth? How do you think that would work where the rubber meets the road?
Well, I mean, if you don't want to charge me tax, I'm sure as hell more likely to do business with you. I mean, if I'm already considering doing business with you and you're going to tell me that if I pay in gold that I won't have to pay tax.
Right. But what I'm kind of getting at is it like an automatic assumption in your mind? You know, if you see an ad where a guy says, hey, by the way, I also take gold and silver, do you automatically in your mind assume that, hey, man, maybe this guy is like one of us, you know, and... Maybe
seems like a safe assumption.
Yeah, I would think so.
That way.
That's kind of what I think, too. That's kind of why I want to put that in our advertising. And then again, maybe I might not want to because I might attract the attention of the authorities that way, too. So I just kind of wanted to bang that off you to see what you guys thought.
That's a good question. I mean, what would the authorities be able to do about that?
Right.
I mean,
right.
If you want to do business in something other than the U.S. dollar, I don't think there's anything illegal about that, as long as you're still accepting the U.S. dollar should someone wish to pay in it. That's what the legal tender law says, that businesses and people who if you owe a debt, it must be able to be paid in a denominated in U.S. dollars. But that doesn't mean that you can't accept payment in other things.
But I think it's
right. Now, let me throw this out there too. There is that one famous case where the guy was, I think, in Las Vegas company was paying his employees in gold and silver and wasn't paying any taxes, or they weren't paying any taxes. I don't know the details.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys mentioned that.
That's federal income tax. That's different than state sales tax. And I don't think that there is state sales tax on bartered items. At least that my experience wasn't so in Florida.
Okay.
And paying and employees, those are legal terms. You know the difference?
Oh, you know, that's true. That's true.
Do you know the difference between a word and a legal term? A legal term.
A legal term has been. Tell me, because I can guess.
Okay. A legal term has been defined by the legislator. A word is a word until it's been defined by the legislator. Then it becomes this legal term, and it means whatever they say it means. So
okay.
an employee probably means somebody who's subject to withholding. To filling out a W-2 form. So if you're going to offer, hold on one second. If you're going to offer your services in gold and silver, what you might want to do is make it clear that they're not paying for it, but they're bartering.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good point. One of the things that you guys mentioned, just I have thoughts racing through my head, was that the reason why those folks in Las Vegas got off was because they were paying in gold and silver, yes, but they weren't paying in like ingots or something. They were paying in U.S. denominated silver and gold coinage. And I believe that was one of the technicalities that enabled them to get off.
Right.
I don't recall much about that case, but it was a nice case. Essentially, they didn't have to. The IRS basically couldn't handle processing gold, right, or something like that.
In this case, the one in Nevada where they they were paying with in U.S. currency, but it was like $10 gold pieces. So they were paying their employees, they were paying these contractors significantly less than they would normally get paid hourly in U.S. currency. But that U.S. currency happened to be gold, and therefore it was worth significantly more. So they managed to win that one.
That makes sense.
The most technical of technicalities.
Because the U.S. Okay, I'm seeing where you're coming from. Because the mint, the U.S., the government mint, when they mint an ounce of silver or an ounce of gold, they'll put if it's an ounce of silver, they'll put a $1 amount on it or something like that,
even though it's
an ounce of silver, so it's worth 15. So what you're saying is, Mark, if you did a job for me, it was a contractor job, and it was worth $15, let's say you tore down my fence, and it was $15, and I paid you $1 for the job.
Yep,
I give
silver.
You a dollar, but it's an ounce of silver that says a dollar on it, then you've been paid $15 effectively, but legally only paid $1. Does that make sense?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. But I like Sam's suggestion that if you're going to be doing something, some business with a customer as far as boat repair is concerned, call it barter and don't call it payment.
And business is another legal term.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, Sam, I was stepping all over you. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. There's a delay with the phone sometimes.
Hey, thank you, Stephen, for the call. Good luck down there in our former sunshine state of Mark and mine. 800-259-9231. We continue here. Talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live with the Insane Mark. Hey, John.
Hey, less than 30 years ago, and I'm an old hockey player back in the day, so I was kind of tuned into this, and when Mark mentioned the frog on the stove, which has to do with the boiling water, if you turn it up slowly enough, the frog doesn't notice. Well, less than 30 years ago, hockey-related, the USA Olympic team beat the USSR, the old Soviet Union. They beat them in the Olympic game, and the whole nation over here went wild. Well, why did that happen? It wasn't over the hockey game. It was a cultural thing. And the cultural thing was that we supposedly had freedom here, and they didn't.
We're number one. We're better than they are.
Go team.
Yeah. So over there, they had to have permission to do anything with their home. They had to have permission to do anything with their business. The government spied on the citizens, and not only that, they encouraged people to snitch on one another. There was a papers-please mentality. You had to have papers everywhere you went. Well, guess what, folks? We've got all of that here and more.
Sure
so
do.
Wake up. We don't live in a free country anymore. This is really, really sad.
Well, John, times have changed.
Truth.
I mean, come on. This is post 9/11. We can't just have all this freedom anymore. Freedom is not free, sir.
Yeah, it all changed in 9/11. Well, what happened 9/11 just a couple years ago, this took, this has been going on for a long time. It's incremental. Like Mark was referring to, it's like the frog in the pot. Just turn it up a little bit at a time, folks.
Yep.
And everybody can stay asleep. You know, somebody called the other night. I liked the way the guy said it. You can only, and hopefully this is true, you can only rape somebody who's asleep so many times before they wake up. Folks, wake up. You're getting raped.
Yeah, how many more times is it going to take?
Raping us, kicking us, abusing us. What the hell is it going to take?
Thank you, John, for the call tonight. Good thoughts. 800-259-9231. It's just so frustrating because so many people are so obedient and so docile. And as you were saying, was it during the break when you were telling the story about your neighbor, Mark?
I think I was talking on here.
Your neighbor who was basically apologizing for being busted for marijuana. There was somebody else that was apologizing. I think this one of them was off the air. A friend of mine
told me via IM that his roommate had been very apologetic about his DUI. That he got before he ever put the key in the ignition of the car.
One of those.
It's just how we're, trained to be. I don't have any explanation for it. People don't question it.
And they need to start doing that. And they need to start saying no before it hits home. Don't wait until you've been, as John suggested, raped, a thousand times. Stop it now. Tell the government that you've had enough and that you're not going to put up with it anymore. Because if people just stop putting up with it, then they wouldn't be able to get away with it. They do what they do by your consent. I know that it's hard to believe that that's true, but it's by consent. Sure. I tried to withdraw my consent from the system, and they threw me in a jail cell. But it's on a wholesale scale. It's on a society-wide scale. It's by everyone's consent. As long as most people are consenting, as long as the supermajority of people are consenting, then they'll still be successful. But if 1% of people were to stop putting up with this, were to stop giving them their tacit approval for what they do, then there would be a tremendous burden upon the system, and they wouldn't be able to handle it anymore.
It would melt down.
1%, that's 250 people here in Keene, New Hampshire. That's not a lot. 250 people can, I think, work some miracles. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.